This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne with Steve Inskeep. The week that U.S. forces killed an Iraqi terrorist leader was also a week that American lawmakers focused on many issues besides the war. Steve Inskeep spoke with the Republican Majority Leader of the Senate.
Democrats contend there's no mystery to what Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist was doing this week. He focused on issues of great interest to the Republican Party's conservative base. Senator Frist told us yesterday that politics had nothing to do with votes on gay marriage and flag burning and a repeal of the inheritance tax.
Some will say, let's avoid the values issues, mainly the Democrats on the other side of the aisle. Let's not vote on desecrating the flag or keeping marriage as the cornerstone of society. So everybody is going to have their idea. But what I want to do is lead on securing the homeland, is securing our values and securing that prosperity and the creation of jobs.
Although here we are in a situation where conservative voters are less happy with the president and less happy with Congress than they've been in the past.
Well, I'm not sure if they are or not. We'll ultimately see that at these elections, which are coming up 4 to 5 months from now. But we've got a responsibility, first and foremost, to govern, and to govern with the challenges that are out there today in a 21st century world where terror does threaten our homeland, where we've got leaky borders to the tune of several million people hemorrhaging across those borders every day. These are problems we have got to fix.
Let me ask about that, Senator, if I can, the immigration bill. Obviously, the Senate has passed a bill. The House has passed a very different bill. There are differences here, including how much border security to have and most important, whether to have a guest worker program that gives visas to people who had been in the country illegally. How are you going to work out a compromise between the two different viewpoints?
Well, people are seeing democracy, I think, play out in its very best form. We spent 4 weeks on the floor of my body, the United States Senate. We had 45 amendments that were brought forward, and we saw that debate, and we moved across the floor a bill that I believe is a strong bill in that it has a comprehensive approach that addresses what you just mentioned, a strong temporary worker program, strong enforcement, and addressed in a very, very strong way, tightening our borders itself. It also addressed what has become the most controversial aspect, and that is the 12 million people who are here illegally, 40% of whom have been here longer than 10 years, many well assimilated into our society, a diverse group, and that's where much of the debate will be once we go to conference.
On those 12 million, do you think the final compromise will include some form of punishment for those immigrants? For example, asking them to temporarily leave the country and come back?
Well, I think for the temporary workers, it certainly will. That is, the people who really come here to be temporary workers and need to go back home. I think for the 12 million people, I don't know, the punishment needs to be appropriate in things like fines, paying back taxes, having to have a job here, of course, learning English, and then waiting another 11 years. That is the sort of forward-looking approach.
How concerned are Republicans that they could lose their majority in the Senate or the House this year?
Well, you know, I think we need to focus as a majority, as a leading party, on governing with meaningful solutions. And that means addressing the issues that we've talked about, and that is security right here at home, fighting the war on terror, increasing the number of jobs out there. And we've created now 5.4 million new jobs in the last 3 years, real progress in our economy, and securing America's health and securing America's values. If we address those problems right up front, we message on those appropriately to let people know the economy really is good today. We'll do just fine. We'll keep our majorities both in the House and the Senate as we go forward.
How much should lawmakers running for re-election talk about President Bush?
Oh, I think a lot. I mean, I think today you've seen our commander-in-chief have a huge victory with our troops, our men and women who are fighting overseas. I think, again, the president is going to stay focused on the safety and security of the American people. And if he stays focused and we stay focused, these elections will come out very well in moving us to a safer, stronger, healthier, and more prosperous future.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, thanks very much.
Good. Thank you very much. Great to be with you.